All right, so you'll probably want to run EVN12, AFL3, the XLX reflector software, and whatever else you need. You know, and of course the bridging software. So you'll need a bunch of stuff. The $6 servers should be able to run all that stuff, no problem. Keep this in mind, if you do run DSTAR, you'll need a vocoder. That's extra product, just to let you know, you're going to have to pay for the vocoder, and you'll have to host the vocoder behind your network. So if you have lousy internet, it's going to be a big headache. So, yeah, Vulture doesn't do any vocoding. You cannot put no vocoders at any data centers. They will not allow it at all in any way, shape, or form. I don't care how much you beg and plead them. They will not do it. So you have to host it yourself. I host the vocoder behind my network. It's the only way to get the best audio out of the DSTAR. A lot of people don't host them. They use the transcoder. Transcoder sounds like caca off of XLX. The transcoder is OPE25, and it's the worst audio I've ever heard in my life. I can't even stand to listen to it for like 10 seconds. I think the East Coast reflector is doing that. It sounds horrible. And I'm on DSTAR right now, so you can tell what the vocoder sounds like. K-65K.